veiled threat, possessing pics of Muslim women without hijabs should be made a crime, UK lawmakers say. By Kurt Zindelka on March 8, 2025. Leftist lawmakers in Britain have argued that being in possession of pictures of Muslim women without their hijab headscarves should be a crime akin to child pornography. Impending legislation originally intended to crack down on revenge porn should include the prohibition against having images of Muslim women's faces without their hijab if the photos were taken without their express permission. The Women and Equalities Committee in the House of Commons argued that such pictures should be considered non-consensual intimate images and, therefore, come with similar penalties as possessing child pornography, including lengthy prison sentences, the Daily Mail reported. If government ministers sign off the committee's proposal, it could become a crime in Britain as early as this year. At present, the law defines intimate images as those in which a person is seen fully or partially nude, is engaging in a sexual act, or is seen using the bathroom. Responding to the call to criminalize some pictures of Muslim women without hijabs, David Spencer of the Policy Exchange think tank said, "Tackling the problem of revenge porn is clearly important. But expanding this to so-called culturally intimate images risks extending the criminal law too far. The police cannot be expected to wade into so-called cultural issues when officers are already struggling to deal with the volume of stabbings, sexual assaults and thefts that occur every day. The government should be cautious about creating yet more criminal offenses." Remarkably, the proposed rule is already in a state of de facto enforcement in the United Kingdom, as illustrated by a recent case of an English police force withdrawing the mugshot of an Islamic State terrorist and reissuing it with her wearing a full face covering after a court challenge. It also comes as the Labour government is considering enshrining a contentious and some worn dangerous definition of so-called Islamophobia, which opponents have argued would provide special protections under the law to Muslims and create a backdoor blasphemy law in Britain. The Labour Party itself has already adopted the definition of Islamophobia set out in 2018 by the All-Party Parliamentary Group, APPG, report on British Muslims. The APP claimed that some classic Islamophobia should include assertions of Muhammad being a pedophile, claims of Muslims spreading Islam by the sword or subjugating minority groups under their rule. The report went on to claim that reporting on the child rape grooming gang scandal, in which predominantly Pakistani heritage Muslims sexually preyed upon young white girls, contained Islamophobic tropes. Labour's plans to institute the APC's definition have even been criticized by anti-Islamophobia campaigner Fiaz Mughal, who said in January, "Any definition needs to have a number of caveats attached which protect the right of individuals to question religion, to question certain behaviors attached to cultural elements and the right to have free speech defended in relation to blasphemy. Bad behavior wherever it is, in whichever religious group, needs to be called out. This does not mean that all Muslim or all Pakistani men are bad. But when there is a concentration of issues within a certain group, we must hold the line in defense of our core values." Follow Kurt Zindelka on X, follow @KurtZindelka or email to xzindelka@breitbart.com.